Bruno Mars.
I think I want to marry him.
Yeah, have to marry him. He might be in $50 million worth of debt, though.
He could be getting married a lot in Vegas. Oh,
He might need to marry someone very rich to sort that out. Good on you, Bruno Mars. Great song. Fifi Fevenick hanging out with you on this beautiful morning Thursday. 21 degrees fresh, though. Only 9 and a bit degrees outside at the moment. What is happening, Fev?
Yeah, everyone in this show has had a lot of accolades lately. Oh, just me. I've had the statue of Hall of Fame. Now, I got in my hot little hands. Something that's going to be released later today. It hasn't been released. Is it an embargo? Anyway, I'm going to read it anyway. The Talent Index annually released its National Top Talent Report. 7,000 Australians were surveyed about their thoughts on celebrities. And it's calculated. So what they've released is the top 10 in breakfast TV and radio for likability.
Oh, here we go.
So coming in fourth place for radio would be Kyle Sanderlands. Coming in third place, Jackie O.
Oh yeah.
Best show in the country. The two hosts are only fourth and third. Coming in at the second spot is Ben Fordham.
Oh wow.
And coming in at number one for the most likable radio presenter in Australia with 75% likability. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Good size.
Our queen, Fifi Box! Oh! It is! You are the most likable! Fiona Box, the number one most liked radio presenter in Australia.
Yes. There you go.
In Australia.
Wow.
I can't wait.
That, Sydney.
I can't wait until Fee sees the footage back of her absolutely hating
this
talk break.
Thought it was me.
Until the word Fifi was said.
I know, because you thought, hey, congratulations.
Jeez. Wow,
you are number one.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
Mate, Fifi Box, the number one radio. You are number one. And the number one TV is Sarah, that's on Channel 9, and then Matt Shervington, Richard Wilkins, Nat Barr, and then Carl Stefanovic. So you are number one radio.
Well, that's very nice.
That's unbelievable.
It?
That's really cool.
That just made up.
I just thought that'd put your little smile on your dial.
These are beautiful flowers and the confetti canny. You know how much I hate those?
Yeah. That's, how do you feel?
Really that's lovely. I don't know this to be true, though, so I'll have to have a look at it.
They all love you.
I can validate this. It actually is true.
Yeah.
Percentage-wise, I think 75%
likability.
75%
likability, most liked out of... we always go, and the report.
Yes.
Yeah, there's 10 people, and they're all nuffs eating pizza because they're getting it for free. 7,000 Australians were surveyed.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Shame the 25% that didn't like you were your co-host and the producer. But it's the people out there.
Well, that's very
that's
nice.
Amazing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that to the 7,000 people that were a part of that. That's lovely.
Well, I'd say
thank you.
And that'd be also most of Melbourne.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know how much I love Melbourne.
Number one listen to show. And you are the most likable radio presenter in Australia.
Wow.
So congratulations.
I appreciate that very, very much. Where are you two on the list?
Why would you even say that?
Oh, yes.
We're not on it. I'm just curious.
You just slipped to 73% likability.
Yeah, it's down. It's actually down to 15% because anyway. So you try a pump.
Well, no, I'm curious. You've thrown me, so I'm interested.
No, we're not in it.
Oh.
Fev never asked, why aren't you guys in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He just graciously.
We're just not in it.
Thank you. That's very sweet and I appreciate that. That's lovely.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.